What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right. Here's the question for you, folks. I want people that want Washington to spend a lot to make the case. I think my guy Toby Altizer is one of them. I might let him make the case. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Trucker Dan, though, is on the other side. He says, no need to spend big. What up, Trucker? Dan?
What's up? Y'all answer quick.
What's going on, man? You want them to go spend heavy this offseason?
Well, we got to resign a couple of our players back. Like, we got to bring back Tressway, Jeremy Chin, Derek Forrest, Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Marcus Mariota, a couple of linemen. But after that, I got some sneaky players that nobody's talking about. Like, how about Nick Westbrook from the Tennessee Titans, who was catching the touchdown pass every game?
Westbrook Akine, yeah. I like him, man. I like him as an option.
So imagine him on our squad. Obviously, I know DJ Reed want to come over here. Nobody's talking about how Asante Samuel Jr. is a free agent. As far as edge, what about Khalil Mack? I know everybody keep talking about, you know, obviously the cash spot in Myles Garrett, but that's a long shot. I don't want to give up two first-round picks for him right now, and we still rebuilding the offense.
Khalil Mack's stats have fallen off. He had some health issues this past year, but, I mean, certainly his track record. He's probably going to the Hall of Fame, so I'm not.
I'm not opposed to him. I'm not going to lie.
Basically, you want him to re-sign everybody and add more players. But you're saying they don't need to spend big.
I don't want to re-sign everybody because a couple of players that we had was you know, on a level grade them. You to grade them a D. So I gave you our core players. And then Baltimore Ravens have two offensive linemen that are free agents. We could steal one from them. How about Dre Greenlaw from the 49ers? That's a linebacker that can come off the edge for us. So I think there's other edge players as well that we can get without spending egregious money. But
players that you just named, all of them going to take top dollar for the most part.
For real?
Well, yeah.
I guess.
So you won't be able to get them all. Once you get two of them, you're about done.
You about done. Hey, man, I was looking at, because I was watching this guy on YouTube, and his name is Street Score. Like, he talked good about the Redskins, and I ain't going to lie. At first, I was opposed to everybody draft, you know, how they built it, but he came with it, like, in a different way. He was like, Washington went heavy on free agent with straight defense, and then in the draft, they went all out on offense and changed our offense completely. And I was like, damn, imagine that offense with Jaden Daniels.
All right, Dan. Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you, man.
I don't know. The fun part when we're asking if people want to spend or not, they just call in and name 30 dudes.
Yeah.
And they're, it was a good call. It was funny, though, because his point was he didn't want to spend a lot, and then he named 30 dudes.
All the free agents. Get this one. Get that one.
All right, B. So T. Higgins is a good player.
Yes.
Now, I don't know anything here. T. T. Higgins has no Bengals stuff on his Twitter page. Maybe he never did. So I don't want to say that he's taking anything down, but we've seen how that has become in vogue.
That to me, I don't care about. I don't. It makes me no difference.
I agree with you. I'm just saying it's not there. In fact, his picture, he kind of looks like a ninja. It's he's like wearing all black with a black mask and sunglasses. He looks cool.
Yeah, he took it during COVID.
Maybe.
No, I'm joking. I don't know.
Now, to be clear, his Instagram page has plenty of Bengals stuff still on it.
Okay.
So if you're playing the social media game, which I think is rather silly, know that it exists.
It does.
But yesterday, he posted. This is actually pretty funny. He posted, "I'm going to let y'all know first. What is the B. Mitch, the Brian Mitchell, former pro athlete interpretation of 'I'm going to let y'all know first' mean?"
I know what he's trying to say, but they're not going to know first. He's telling the fans, he's trying to be indebted to his fans. "I'm going to let you know what happens, what I'm going to do." No, he's not. It never happens like that.
Well, I think I can only imagine for Higgins, I don't know that he wants to, that he notices any of it, but like the amount of rumors and like just dumb stuff that goes up. I honestly think it's gotten worse on Instagram than it has on Twitter. But on both platforms, there is so much like sources. T. Higgins wants to sign with the Raiders or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
So I think him saying, "I'm going to let y'all know first," is like, yo, just wait until something really, until something real happens and we'll let you know.
Yeah, but I think, you know, who lives their life off of every little thing on Twitter? You shouldn't. If you're serious about anything, you don't.
Right. So look, Higgins, this post has about 4 million views, right? And if you look at the replies, one is, "Come to Dallas, no state tax." One is, "Come to Kansas City, you'll be in the Ring of Honor, another three-peat coming." "Come to Buffalo." "Welcome to Chicago." "Bro, you would look great in black and yellow." "Come to the Patriots." "See you in L.A." Like, this is all it is. By far the best response to all of this, and this is actually him, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, Rap Sheet. So T. Higgins said, "I'm going to let y'all know first." And Rap Sheet responded to him, "Me? Question mark?"
I like that.
I think that's actually really funny. Yeah. If you look at sports betting, some of these places are starting to throw up odds for where Higgins
lands. Where he's going to go?
The Broncos are the favorite. This is according to sportsbetting.ag. Don't yell at me, Maloney. This was handed to me. Sportsbetting.ag says the Broncos are 3-1 favorites. After that, your Washington Commanders.
Okay.
4-1, then the Steelers at 5-1, Chargers 6-1, Patriots 7, Titans 9, Bills 10-1. I just saw a post from Connor Hughes, a dude that does a good job at SNY covering the Giants and the Jets, saying the Giants should go get T. Higgins.
Put him on the other side of what's going on. That's a hell of a tandem right now.
Yo, and what you see when you get...
But who's the quarterback? I mean,
Tommy
DeVito? I think if you're trying to get T. Higgins, you better have a signal caller, somebody that can pull a trigger.
My guy,
I don't know if Danny DeVito going to make him say, "Yeah, I got to go play. I can't wait."
Patrick is in Orange, VA. Patrick, what you think? You big spender? Go get Higgins?
I definitely think they should go get T. Higgins, and it's mostly because Washington doesn't have to pay the loser tax anymore. They've been paying it for 20 years. They don't have to do that now. They don't have to overpay to bring in a decent free agent to be opposite of Terry McLaurin. I also think they should re-sign Bobby Wagner and Frankie Luvu because it's hard to replace that kind of production on your defense. And then the rest of it, build through the draft. Don't trade away those valuable picks. Just do what your scouting department is meant to do, which is fill the roster with the space and the money that you have.
Don't hate it, man.
Don't hate it, but my question is, in the draft, who you drafting right now that's going to contend with those big boys up there in Philadelphia?
You've got to be considering long-rangey offensive linemen. I think there's a guy out at Texas who's supposed to be really sharp, who, you know, and then there's there was this guy who was in the Senior Bowl out of North Dakota who naturally plays tackle at North Dakota, but they expect him to move inside to play either guard or center. Picking up a guy like that in the late first round or early second round is ideal.
Let me hit you with something, though. He's supposed to be. And this is why I hear people say this all the time, supposed to be. You know how many first-rounders fail? So if a guy's supposed to be and he's not a top-notch first-rounder, what makes us believe he's going to automatically be?
Well, you could make that same argument when you bring in veteran talent from other teams.
Not everybody fits in every system, dude.
But that's why you bring a guy that fits your system.
Yeah. It's a good call.
See, I think we let the department do their job. We're still shunned from what we've seen before. I don't think this staff, if they bring somebody in, they're going to fit their system. I don't think the other people knew what the hell they were doing.
The system seemed to change.
Everybody. I don't think so either. I don't think, even if they did know what they were doing, I don't think Dan Snyder would let them. So, you know, let the pros do their job. Let the scouting department, the amateur and pro scouts, let them do their job. Let them bring in the highest quality talent that they can. Again, you don't have to overpay, $10 million extra to go to Washington, because you're the second or third best guard in this available class. But if you want to get them to come to Washington, you don't have to do that now. Thank goodness.
Appreciate you, bud. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. Connor Hughes for SNY writes how the Giants brought everybody back.
Yeah.
Which in doing so.
They also put more pressure on them.
Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are desperate to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Giants have the number 3 pick. The odds of that dude, say you get Cam Ward or Shador being your quarterback and getting you to the playoffs are pretty slim. So I found this fascinating. I think the Giants have done this a few times. I think they did it the first year with Joe Judge, where they spent a ton, got a little bit better, made a quick playoff run, lost, and then sucked again for 3 years. They did it Daboll's first year.
Mm-hmm.
Connor Hughes from SNY covers the Giants and the Jets daily, says T. Higgins, Steph Diggs, Russ Wilson should all be in play for the Giants. If the Giants get Russ, you think they make a run at T?
I mean, you got to put some receivers around him. So I would probably say yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them.
Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
White Brian, as the his face looks pained at this conversation.
Hey, you're not pained at the fact that they kept all those idiots already there?
Yeah, it's I don't want Russell Wilson. I feel like that would just set him back another 3-4 years.
You may as well take Russ. You got all the mother bums on that squad that's calling the shots.
Yeah, you kind of know what Russ is at this point, though. And I don't think he can win a Super Bowl with a team as bad as the Giants.
Hell no. let me clarify that. Hell no. Do you think the Giants should make a run at T. Higgins, Brian?
That one I don't hate as much. Cause
who's the quarterback?
If you get like a Cam Ward or a Shador and you have T. Higgins and
you gotta get,
Malik Nabers.
You're going to have to sign Higgins first and then assume you're getting one of those guys at 3.
Yeah, but even if they're not generational prospects, if you have Malik Nabers and T. Higgins, you figure they're going to do well enough. I mean, they should.
Did they have a good offensive line last year? No.
It's not as bad as it was.
This is amazing.
I love hearing Brian because he sounds like we used to sound.
Germane to the conversation, it looks like the Hard Knocks offseason edition has been canceled. Like, it went so bad for the Giants last year, that Hard Knocks.
They canceled it?
That's the reporting is that.
I don't like that. I wanted to stay.
Now, I don't know. This is from a Newsday reporter, like a New York.
I just think it should be the Giants every year.
Dude, that would have my full support. John Mara was the star of the show. He was the only dude that seemed rational.
He's like, hey, maybe we shouldn't let our team's best player go.
Dude, he was like, clearly the Shane Saquon thing had gotten to a personal petty level.
If he goes to Philly.
The GM's son was the second smartest one.
Said to go get Jaden.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Daboll was trying to make Jaden go through like mental gymnastics. One of the two of them looked much better by the end of the year. Tom Rock from Newsday reports, this isn't a definitive report, but in talking to league and media folks this past week, it sounds like no team wants anything to do with an off-season Hard Knocks this summer, and it may be a one and done. Hard to imagine why.
Can you believe? I mean, it works, but I just think that they had incompetency in front of the camera, point blank.
Greg is in Upper Marlboro. Greg, you going to get T. Higgins?
Hey, JP. Hey, Brian Mitch. Brian Mitch, still waiting for you to get in the Hall of Fame. I think it's a travesty that you stood out in there, man. I watched you my whole life. Greatest returner, special team player of all time, and a great quarterback also. I'm not going to get T. Higgins. Honestly, I'd rather spend that money on an impact player like Myles Garrett just because our defense clearly needs help. I mean, think about this. We were 60 minutes from getting to the Super Bowl without a dynamic number two wide receiver behind Terry McLaurin. I think we could potentially get that position in the draft. Or as my man Joe the Trucker, I'm sorry if I said his name incorrectly, said Dan the Trucker. My bad, JP. We can get somebody secondhand, Nick Westbrook. DeAndre Hopkins, I believe, is a free agent. Not saying we should bring him in, but that's somebody we could think about. Even trying to trade for Garrett Wilson from the New York Jets. I mean, a lot of different things they can do. With Adam Peters at the helm making the decisions, I think we're in a much better position than we have been, considering the days of Vinny Serrato and Ron Rivera. But ultimately, I think we should just continue to build through the draft. We should get key free agents in specific needs, offensive line. You know who I'm really excited about? I'm excited about this guy from Dallas, Zach Martin. That's a guard. I know we have Cosme, but, I think Ali Grady, I felt a little shaky at times, just what he was doing. Maybe we go out and get another right tackle because how much can we really trust Wiley and Cornelius Lucas, at least Cornelius Lucas in the starting position? So I think we should really address those needs because ultimately with number 5 behind center, I feel like every Sunday we got a chance to win, irrespective of who we have on the field playing with them. So, no, I'm not necessarily a proponent to get T. Higgins. I feel like Terry McLaurin, without a number two, a legit number two, Terry McLaurin had, what, 14 touchdowns?
15 total.
13 touchdowns? 15 total. So I think ultimately you get some guys around him. You upgrade at the position, definitely, because I don't really think we should bring Noah Brown back. I think the only other wide receiver we have on the contract is McCaffrey. You go out, you improve that position a little bit more, but you really fill the spot that we need, defensive line, offensive line, and safety. And I think we can either do that through free agency, not necessarily top tier, And then the draft. So that's just kind of my thoughts on that. Thank you, JP. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, that's a strong call, man. Thank you for that.
I think the safeties were okay. I think the corners, yeah, the cornerback position has to be improved a little bit.
Yeah, you're going to lose St. Juice. Noah I is a free agent. You do have Lattimore and Sammer still.
But you're going to have somebody else with them. So maybe somebody there. But I think, listen, if they go and they drastically improve the O-line and D-line, I would happen to be just happy.
Sure. I agree with you. Now, the Garrett Wilson thing, I find a little more intriguing, at least. There's been talk of Wilson wanting out of the Jets. But who the hell knows? If you get rid of Rodgers and Davante Adams,
probably wanted out because of Aaron.
Right. I think so. And so if they're committed to an actual reorganization, rebuild, like there's some talent on that roster. I would certainly put Wilson on that list. Since he's gotten to the NFL, he hasn't missed a game, and he's had at least 1,000 yards every season. Think about that. For the last 3 years, Garrett Wilson has had at least 1,000 yards every season. What are the quarterbacks we're talking about, him getting to that number? And I recognize these are 17-game seasons. Doesn't necessarily mean you're being explosive, but you're at least being consistent. All right. This past season, who was the Jets' leading passer?
The leading passer?
Yeah.
Trick question, right?
No, it was Rodgers.
All right.
Rodgers finished the year with just under 4,000 yards.
Okay.
In the first 2 years, Garrett Wilson was in the NFL with the Jets. He went for 1,000 yards each season. Who was the Jets' leading passer in 22 and 23?
Wasn't the little Wilson kid, the quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah.
Think about this. Zach Wilson threw for 1,688 yards in 2022. Garrett Wilson had 1,000. I don't know specifically of those 1,600, but for him to have a 1,000-yard season when your leading passer only threw for 1,600 yards.
That says a lot.
Garrett Wilson can ball, man. That Jets situation is a problem. Muy problemo.
Is he still on a rookie contract?
Dude, 2 more years on a rookie contract.
Oh, man. And I'll see somebody like that. That would be a steal.
Yo, that has my full support. All right, phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You want Washington to be aggressive here? You think they got to go get T. Higgins? Odds makers are suggesting they might do it. I don't know that that's correct. Sometimes odds makers are just trying to get things people to bet on. We got a Giants reporter saying the Giants should go get T. Higgins. I don't think Garrett Wilson's getting traded. I think it'd be nuts to trade him. That would be a receiver you'd have my interest. He's young, 2 more years of control. That signed me up, but I think it's fake. Nobody go anywhere. Phone lines rest of the hour. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy. We'll be right back.